Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Grace Harbor Transportation Authority Board meeting for January 9, 2024. It's 4 p.m. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask Ken to call the roll, please.
Mayor Collette is he with us?
He is here.
Mayor Collette?
There he is.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Chief President Newell?
Present.
Mayor Orr?
Here.
Commissioner Klein?
Present.
Commissioner Raines?
Present.
Commissioner Warning?
Here.
Mayor Winkleman?
Here.
All accounted for.
Four guests tonight.
Excellent. Thank you, Ken. I want to welcome our new board members that we have in attendance today. We have representing the largest city in the county, Mayor Doug Orr. So welcome, Mayor Orr. We have our second largest city representative, Ben Winkleman, here this evening. So welcome again, Ben.
Thank you.
And for the small cities representative, we have Josh Collette, the new mayor of Elma. So welcome, Mayor Collette. Good to have you all here with us. Next on the agenda is to approve today's agenda as distributed. I don't have any additions, changes. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Or second. I'll support.
We have a motion and a second to approve today's agenda. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number five is nominations for board chair, auditor, and finance and facilities committee. I would also like to add a vice chair in the event that have someone pointed to in the event that the chair cannot be present. At this time, we would accept nominations from the floor for board chair. Do we have any nominations for the board chair position?
I'd like to nominate Vicki Raines as a board chair.
Second.
Okay.
Well, I guess we need to nominate more.
Are there any other nominations for board chair? Nominations are closed. We have one nomination for Vicki Raines as the board chair. Do we have a motion to accept and approve that nomination?
I'll make that motion as well.
And I'll come back with my second.
Thank you, Commissioner Pine. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Next is for a position of vice chair. And I sent a message to Ben to see if he would be interested, but he didn't reply to me. So I hate to put you on the spot, but would you be willing to serve as the vice chair?
I would. I'm hoping that my attendance is a little bit more reliable this year as well. I think it would be, and I otherwise would not be interested, but I intend to be present at all of the meetings if I can.
Okay. So we have that nomination. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Close the nominations for vice chair. And do I have a motion to appoint Mayor Winkleman as vice chair of the board?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, commissioners. We have a motion second to appoint Mayor Winkleman as the vice chair. Any discussion?
Yeah, I get a card for giving you the second there, Ben.
One of those Olympic cards.
Oh, did we were supposed to say that out loud, was I?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I should, but I won't.
Motion passes. Next,
happy
we
New
have
Year, everyone. It's good to see all the smiles.
We're off to a great start. Next is to accept nominations for auditor who reviews our voucher for payroll on a monthly basis. When I spoke to Josh today regarding his selection by the small cities to represent, many of you may or may not know, but Josh is a former auditor with the state auditor's office. I know he's worked with the housing authority and others over the time. So I asked him if he'd be willing to serve in that capacity, and he said he would. So I would nominate Josh Collette. Are there any other nominations for auditor? Hearing none, we'll close the nominations. And do we have a motion to appoint Mayor Collette as the Grace Harbor Transit auditor?
So moved.
Support.
And Mayor, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 6 is the consent agenda, consisting of the meeting minutes from December 14th, as well as vouchers and payroll. When I spoke to Josh, I told him I would do this portion today and he can take it from there on out. Approving vouchers for December 23rd for period 1, the amount is $78,861.51. Period 2, $269,711.96. Period 3, $192,192.25. And period 4, $35,779.12 for total December vouchers of $576,544.84. December payroll totaled $542,564.82. With that, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, commissioners. We have a motion second to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 7 is communications and public comment. Ken, it looks like we have a communication from Grace Harbor Senior Center. Do you want to?
We do. We provided a bus to take people to see the lights, Christmas lights. They sent us an email thanking us and our driver it was very helpful and explained everything to them. We appreciate that service this year.
Excellent. Were you the driver, Ken?
No.
No,
I guess my obstacle.
Jaime Lopez was driving.
Lopez, yeah.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Next on the agenda for communications for public comment is ATU Local 1765. Mark Nouvel, do you have any comments today?
Just wishing everyone Happy New Year, and in the coming week we'll be talking with working on mentorship to help improve retention and employment, and be working to also bring some of the grant money associated with that to Grace Harbor.
Okay, sounds great. Do we have any public comment from the audience or anyone online?
No.
All righty. We'll move on to committee reports and assignments. If there's no objections, we'll keep the committee assignments the same. We'll just substitute the Aberdeen mayor for the Aberdeen mayor's the same slot that Mayor Shave have, that now Mayor Orr will have, and the same for the small cities rep. It was Elma that will have Josh take that position. And I would ask that Ken reach out to those two new mayors and discuss those assignments with them. The remaining commissioners and Mayor Winkleman will remain unchanged unless there was a change or a desire to serve on a different committee.
course.
Sounds good to me. Do we need a motion for that?
I don't think so.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Just to cover our bases.
Yeah.
Perfect. We have a motion second to approve the facilities and finance committee representation to remain with the same cities in place as what they had been previously, along with county commissioners. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Report of officers. We're going to start with general manager report. Ken, you'll take us to staff reports and guide us through your staff of who's going to be reporting today.
Thank you, Ricky. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for being here today. The year 2024 is going to be a replacement for the year 2020. Since the COVID hit us, we have to postpone a lot of projects. So we're catching up this year and hopefully next year. This year, we're going to be doing a remodeling of the Holcomb office. It's going to be happening sometime in mid-February. We're purchasing a robust paratransit software. Abby Wheeler is working on an RFP, and then we're going to go through the process to select a new software. We are going to be paving a bus yard in Hopewell. That's going to be sometime this year. And then adding a bus route. We're going to add some bus routes and trips starting May this year. And then we're going to add more and new bus shelters. More vandal resistant bus shelters. It's been a long time coming. It's going to be an exciting year, and our best year is best days are yet to come. We just started this year. Thank you. So let's go to ridership. Ridership was strong last year, and especially in December, we were 14.3% more than same month last year. And then 1.3% less than last month, which is November. That's normal. And then our area ridership, is broken down numbers from the monthly ridership. Our Saturday ridership was very strong throughout the year. Also, the Sunday ridership was very strong. And then colorful area ridership chart shows how the ridership is growing. Very, very promising. Any questions on the ridership?
No questions.
Sorry. Let's go to our revenue chart. Revenue charts ended up very good, almost 9%. That's basically because of grants. When we get the grants, it sometimes distorts a percentage, but it was very strong here. And then our year ended in our sales tax ridership. Sales tax revenue was good. We were hoping to have a stronger finish in December, but it didn't happen, but it's still good. Our expense report was very good, 81%. That's very good. And then our snapshot of statistics, it looks good. It's not, there's no surprises there. Then our cash flow activity, cash flow.
No, it's right on course
and
it's looking good.
So, okay. Then we're still sitting at 10 grand for vans for the year. It dropped down in the last quarter of the year, but it's with some companies reducing service or people leaving or just deciding to drive their own vehicle. So that's it's out of our control. So we have 10 van programs now.
That's great.
Yeah, we're good. Let's go to staff reports and key data.
Good morning, everybody. Or evening, sorry. A lot of, as Ben alluded to, this would be the year of projects. I'm working on a number of projects, one being updating of access control. Last Friday, I had members from Rhombus come in and take a look at their doors, the door mechanisms, to field us a quote. Spoke with them this afternoon, get in the drawings for the floor plans. And I'll hopefully have a quote at the end of the week on how much it's going to cost to replace access control, to modernize it and make it better. Got a quote for the adding the bus bar network in so we can upload video. So it'll go to our cloud services. Once the bus parks, it'll automatically start the upload of the videos. So if dispatchers or safety or somebody flags video, as soon as it pulls into the bus barn, those videos will automatically be uploaded to the cloud for better processing. Working on moving us to off our server for domain controller to Azure and Intune, and for better security, we're going to roll out MFA, which is multi-factor authentication, to help secure our network a little better and make it easier. So as we get new computers, new pieces of equipment, we don't have to spend hours setting it all up. The person will add that computer and that person into their correct groups. And then when they log in, all the correct software will be installed. Office, Pro, or Adobe Pro. If they're in finance, they'll get the Vision software will automatically be downloaded to the computer to alleviate, you know, keeping it simple. But it's going to take a little work. I just got the quote just now as I got called. Which is on the printer. Finishing up this week with the new SVS tablets. I should have them all done by Friday. I've got the first set complete. Going to give them as I go over there today. So Terry, I'll have them over there when I go through and today, this evening. I'll drop the first five off. I'm rotating five at a time to minimize disruptions with the SVS, you know, so I don't have all the tablets and then I give them all out. You're doing five at a time till complete this Friday. And that's all I have at the moment.
Thank you, David.
Big projects.
Let's go to facilities to break.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. So just a couple of updates. The bus washer, calling at about 97% complete. We were expecting to get lights, new exterior lights and equipment room heaters delivered last week. They didn't show up. So we're hoping they show up this week and the electric will come out and install those. And once they get that complete, we'll do the final cleanup and fill up the pits with clean water and start testing the equipment and get it back in service. Related to the bus washer and S wash equipment, we got approval to move forward with the replacement of the front bulkhead and the lamb's wool strips on the second bulkhead. Those are scheduled to be here, including MS Wash installers on February 26th. So they're in manufacturer now. They'll get shipped up here and they'll show up and install it. We'll have a fairly new bus washer and wherever buses needed. The Big Belly trash cans, we had two installed at the last meeting. We installed two more. We installed one at Alma Station and at Monty Station. Those are working out great. Getting good communication with the Clean software, which is basically a cloud-based software that those trash cans communicate with. The battery times pretty good, even though we haven't had a heck of a lot of sun. So they're working out really well. And then, like Ken mentioned, the OPM maintenance admin and operations building, we're projecting from February 1st to mid-February start. We're still getting submittals from subcontractors. They're running them through Harbor Architects. So once those are all signed off and they approve all the materials and finishes and everything else, we'll get a schedule and get a start date. And from there, we can start planning our staging with the steps that we're taking. And then, again, as Ken mentioned, we're hoping to get approval for 20 new shelters. I had, at the last facilities and committee meeting, I had two quotes, one from Candy Hut, one from Brasco. And those were not exactly perfect for our fit, but they were close enough. But I did, through another company, run across Dual Guard, which is another big, just a manufacturer of metal shelters. They do steel, aluminum, everything. So they do transit shelters, and I got a quote from them, and we're looking at that, at their shelters, because they do include a front panel. You'll be able to see when we get there that on the drawing that it gives a little more protection to our riders when they're waiting for the bus. And we are looking at improving them by using perforated metal versus the plexiglass, Lexan. And the perforated metal is, you can see through it. The driver should be able to see them with no problem. And hopefully more durable than the window glazing that we've been using. Thanks. All I got.
Thank you. Sean is on assignment out of town. Let's go to the lobbies.
Good afternoon. Some of you know we started running payroll in-house January 1st. We processed our first one yesterday, and we have confirmation that we are getting paid tomorrow. So that's exciting news for everyone. Confirmation that taxes are paid as well. So we're on the roll and going to keep pressing forward on our semi-monthly payroll. So.
Thank you, Abby.
Awesome. Thank you, Abby.
Let's go to Terry, operations.
Hello. Don't have a whole lot to report for operations other than we made it through today, which was amazing, with only one severe delay to our routes. And we made it through the holidays. For Sean's department, I do know that we still do have one person that is in route training, and I'm not sure when she's going to be signed off, and then everybody will be signed off. And that's about it. Don't say a word.
All right. Thank you, Derek. Let's go to Todd. Maintenance.
Hello, everybody. Well, for January, there's not a lot to report from maintenance other than it is inventory. Doing parts inventory, vehicle inventory, and property inventory all. So everybody's busy. Other than that, the crew's doing a great job keeping the PM list down to a minimum. This is probably consistently the shortest it's been for months and a long time. So great job on the crew.
Thank you, Doug. Let's go to another Abby.
Nevada Abby. So we have got our vehicle POs for some vehicle grants that we've received. And so we've got 9 Gillig's on order, 2 ADA cutaways, and a handful of Vanpool vans. And then we have put in for some bus and bus facilities. It's a federal grant, and we'd like to do some capital repairs over to the Hoquiam office, but it's a pre-grant request. And so we won't even be able to apply for the grant until WashDOT looks at it and says yay or nay, and then we could do an application. So two-phase project there. They've got another one out that we're going to be looking at for, I can't remember the right title for it, but anyway, so it can do some things. So we're going to be looking at that. So basically grant homework, which is, you know, obviously part of my big job. And we're doing some cybersecurity grant research. So, and that would help with security across the board. And of course, if we can move through with that, which I don't know if we can or not, but if we could, it would make it so that you don't have to piecemeal that together. You get basically one shot to kind of purchase everything that's streamlined and that works together automatically. Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, yeah, and the RFP, which we'll get to in a little bit. And we're still working on RFQ for the headquarters, the planning grant. Are you guys all up to speed on that? I know we got a couple new members. So we have, the state gave us some legislative money that is for the planning part of a headquarters project. And so the idea is that we can do our planning and scoping and some of our environmental work in the federal fashion, even though it's state money, in order to apply for federal money later. And so anyway, so what that we'll do is we'll have this planning process is in like we're selecting proposers right now. We're going to select an A&E firm who'll take the lead on this. And then they'll do our site selection and they'll do our environmental review so that we can move it to the next phase in the next round of applications. And so so we're in that process right now is doing that RFQ process. And it's just interviews this week and then we'll do negotiations and we'll come back to the board with a contract.
All right, thank you. Back to you, Abby. Back to you, Vicki.
You're muted.
Thank you. I'm not Abby, but both our Abbeys did a great job. So I appreciate that. We're going to move down to new business. We have no unfinished business at this time. Under new business, we have item A is an RFP, Request for Proposal 2024 for Grace Harbor Transit 001 Route Scheduling and Management Software. I'm assuming that Abby Wheeler's going to take this.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we've got a RFP almost complete. It's in draft format right now. And I have a note on this, so that's why I'm doing this. So dispatch's existing software is out of date. It's 20 years old, and it's been purchased. Like the company has been purchased by another company. It's not supported anymore, so they really, really need new software. So we've got a proposal put together, but I have a little bit more technical research that I want to do, and then I need to send it to ART for review. So if we approve it today, I have two more edits to do to it. I'm just waiting to have a meeting with somebody who can do some technology stuff with me, because this all feeds out to, like, say, Google Maps, so that people can hop on their mobile apps and know where the bus is at. So so that we have to do a little bit more technical research and then we'll be ready to publish. So anyways, I would appreciate the board approving us going out for this RFP, knowing that I have two more edits and art review to do with it.
Okay. Make a motion to approve.
Thank you.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion, a second, to approve the RFP 2024-001 for the route scheduling and management software. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item B is a lease capitalization threshold policy approval. Jean?
Yes. So this is a policy for leases and installment purchases, and it's GASB 87. And the state auditor's office allows us to set a threshold on what we'll report in our audit, annual audit. And so they don't really give us an example of what we should set the threshold. They just say it can be de minimis, and it's at our discretion of what we set it at. So we have established $10,000 annually as being what we would consider de minimis. Any questions on this, or
do we have a motion to looking for a motion to approve the lease capitalization threshold policy approval?
So moved.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Thank you, Mayor Orr. Any discussion or comments?
You'll probably see another policy like this coming forward in the next month because it will deal with GASB 96 and has to do with software. And so that'll probably be coming through next month where we'll set a threshold on that. So all these little things, like the one you just approved now, would be little things like copiers and stuff like that. And there's a lot of things that we have for software that are cloud-based software that are just little things that we'll set a threshold on that would exclude it from me having to report all that stuff every year.
Okay.
So, sounds great.
Coming soon.
So we have a motion and a second on the floor to approve the lease capitalization threshold policy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 11C is the dual guard shelter quote approval. And I'm guessing here that this goes to Greg.
Yes. Thank you. As mentioned earlier, it's been a long process trying to get these shelters going, navigating the rules and everything else. But we have come to the conclusion that the dual guard shelters are a good standardized shelter. They're 4 foot by 8 foot. They'll fit in 90% of our pads that we currently have. And the best feature of these shelters, and just so you know, they're all comparable. Same with Handy Hut and Brasco, extruded aluminum, it's anodized, dark brown. We thought about potentially having them painted or powder coated with like a green or something to just spruce them up a little bit, but the cost just went through the roof. So essentially they're going to look the same, but they'll be new, 4x8. This shows a full length bench, but it's actually going to be a 4 foot bench. So we maintain our ADA accessibility. So a wheelchair can pull up inside the shelter. And the best feature of this shelter from Dual Guard is it has a front panel. So if we have adverse conditions like we typically do, people can kind of get inside of it. And then we chose the option of going up, of improving it by going with the perforated panels, which should be more durable than the plexiglass and Lexan that we've been purchasing to replace when they get damaged. The goal is to replace about 100 of them and at 20 a year. And, you know, we do the first 20, we kind of make some adjustments on what we need. We can go back, get a fresh quote from Dual Guard and make some adjustments to the shelters if necessary. But I think these are good, solid, durable. They will provide an engineering package for them that meets all of Washington state codes. And my understanding is Grace Harbor is going by state codes now, so we don't necessarily have to run them through the county now. They basically will use the same code. So the only thing we'll have to do is work with the city of Aberdeen and Holcomb, Ocean Shores, COSI, and work with those cities to set up opportunities to go in and park our trucks on the street. And we'll use flaggers for that and do the installations. But our crew will be able to do that.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. So I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve the dual guard shelter quote.
So moved. Second.
Thank you, commissioners. We have a motion and a second to approve the shelter quote. Any discussion? Not hearing any. I'll call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Items D and E, the Employee of the Quarter for Quarter 1, 2024, and Employee of the Year, 2023. If we could have Katie come up and address the board regarding these items.
That'll be Terry.
Actually, Terry's going to do it.
Okay, Terry.
I'm going to do it. So the employee of the quarter for the first quarter of 2024 is Mickey Allison. She could not join us today because as a true worker bee that she is, she came in at 3:30 this morning to help dispatch and worked until 1:30. So I told her she was excused from attending the meeting because she's got to be back at 3:30 tomorrow morning. So anyway, she joined us on July 2nd, 2018 as an operator. She joined the dispatch team on May 16th, 2022. Since then, she has taken on many roles in the dispatch office. She is currently working as a field supervisor, so she's out on the road assisting our operators and CSRs with many issues. She always makes herself available to sit down and dispatch, like today, to help and even helps with the timekeeping process. And if she was here, I would say thank you for your service to GHT. Congratulations. So, employee of the year. A couple months ago, I got to introduce Ms. Rita as our employee of the quarter. And I'm so proud of you. Anyways, I was honored to announce Rita Wiley as our employee of the quarter. Now I'm even more excited to say she's our employee of the year for 2023.
Congratulations.
Rita continues to provide exceptional customer service as well as safe, reliable transportation to our customers. Thank you, Rita, for being a role model to all that know you, and we look forward to working with you for many more years.
Awesome. Thank you, Rita.
Thank you.
Such a great acknowledgement, and appreciate the staff taking the time to coordinate and everyone's participation in the Employee of the Quarter and Employee of the Year. Next up, we don't have any other business. Item 13, do we have any comments from the board at this time?
I have one that's not, it makes the auction items a little bit more relevant to this meeting. I was curious if somebody knows who provided public transportation between like 1941 and when Grays Harbor Transit started in 1975. And the reason I'm asking is I found a token that was good for one school fare, but this was on Grays Harbor Railway and Light Company, which apparently they provided passenger operations on a 9-mile railroad between Hoquiam, Causey, and Aberdeen. And so you could use this school fare to get around, but they quit serving passengers in 1932. And I don't know who, maybe we just ran back and forth. I don't know who provided public transportation in Grays Harbor from when Grays Harbor Railway and Light Company stopped in 32 and Grays Harbor Transit started in 75. And I don't know the answer. It's a curiosity, and I think the little token's really cool. It's got a, you know, one school fare. I don't know if that's going to focus, but anyway, it's kind of a cool artifact that I found. But
where'd you find it?
At an auction, just like these sports cards. I don't know.
You're just full of little treasures.
Well, this one's kind of cool, and I thought, oh wow, one school fare, and you get on the train, I guess, and go to school. But
did you ask John over at the Polson Museum about it?
Not yet, but I did find out that they quit providing passenger service 32. So I don't know. Maybe after that, you just didn't get the token. You just kind of hopped on.
Free service.
Hobo style, right?
I don't know. Is there anyone on the call that was around in 1932?
No. Well, there's a mural at the Hoquiam office that shows Twin Transit.
Yeah, that's right.
Twin Transit. And I believe that just meant Aberdeen and Hoquiam.
Okay.
But I don't know who operated that.
Interesting. I thought I'd ask under board comments if somebody happens to find out some information. I don't know what to do with this thing other than to like share it with people in town, but it's kind of cool.
That is cool. Any other board comments this afternoon? No. I'm not hearing any. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Have a good evening. Travel safe. Be safe out in the weather. Take care.